You're listening to the Visionary Lifestyle Podcast, the show that's dedicated to raising consciousness and empowering you to activate your highest potential. I'm your host, Magda Freedom Rod. Our guest today is Satya Kalra. If you guys listened to my first episode of this show, The 7 Steps to Activating Your Highest Potential, you'll know that the chakras are considered one of my 7 steps. So the purpose of this interview is to take a deep dive on that subject. Our guest today, Satya Kalra, is a self-transformation, empowerment, and happiness coach, spiritual guide, international speaker, and best-selling author. She's also a founder and president of the nonprofit organization Path to Anandam to help people to explore their eternal happiness and peace within. She was a veteran in the biotech industry for 35 years, serving as a visionary, entrepreneur, scientist, founder, CEO, president, and chairperson. Following a divine call, Satya left the helm as CEO in the biotech industry. She was working in the cancer arena, by the way, and founded Path to Anandam, which means blissful living. Her personal mission is to live in love, peace, and Anandam, and to propagate blissful living by helping others become more self-dependent and self-reliant, especially destitute women and children. For more than 20 years, Satya has been practicing and promoting awareness and blissful living through applications of timeless wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita and spirituality in daily life. She creates a bridge between science and spirituality and brings awareness to spirituality through ancient wisdom from India with a modern practical approach. The focus on Satya's teachings is how to be happy, heal yourself, enhance the quality of life, experience blissful Anandam, and to reach your unlimited potential by raising your conscious level through self-developed 7 steps. These easy, simple, and effective techniques, Anandam meditation and spiritual practices for the body, mind, and spirit, have benefited thousands of people. Now, I met Satya at the International Yoga Festival in Rishikesh, India, where we did this interview. I attended her chakras workshop and invited her to the show to share her vast wisdom on the subject that she's been teaching for over 20 years, the chakras. There are links to her work in the show notes, so make sure to check that out at visionary-lifestyle.com/podcast. I had to break this episode into 2 shows because it went so long. So the first one, she really goes deep into what the chakras are. And the second one, she really goes into practical tools and applications that you can use in your daily life. Enjoy. And as always, I'd love to hear from you guys. Send me an email. Tell me how this episode impacted you. Tell me if these practical tools were of use to you. Tell me what else you want to hear me talking about. Keep in touch. Send me an email through my website, visionary-lifestyle.com. Namaste. One of the things that I heard you say in one of your talks over the last few days was one of the ways to balance the chakras is the Surya Namaskar sequence. Is that right?
Yes.
So can we dive into that a little bit for the people who are used to the physical practice of yoga, the asana? This is something that I learned from you in your lecture that I would love for people to hear more about that, because I want to give people as many tools as I can to balance these energy centers. And this is one that maybe some of the yogis listening to this are familiar with. So if you could explain why and how.
See, if you look at this chakra system, as I was explaining, this is also a part of the Patanjali's Yoga Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
8 steps.
8 limbs.
8 limbs.
8 limbs of yoga, right.
So this is an asana, is the third limb.
Mm-hmm.
So this third limb, and in the asana, the Surya Namaskar is a part of the asanas.
Mm-hmm. The sun salutation.
Sun salutation is the part of the asanas. So when we do the sun salute, you see how we do the namaskara first and bend backward.
Right, the hands so together at the heart and then up and then over bend the head.
So
and
now
bend.
You think, when you are bending back, what's happening? Where are your, which chakras are expanding?
Well, the heart is opening.
Heart opening.
Right, chest is opening.
Chest is opening.
And the solar plexus.
Solar plexus are opening.
Right, that's
and
why
your
the
grounding
sun
chakra
salutation.
Is opening. Mm-hmm. And when you come back, what's happening? Your grounding chakra is also getting massaged. So all these chakras,
when you lean forward,
forward, backward,
grounding the root chakra.
Basically, they are getting massaged. Chakras are getting massaged, and not only chakras are getting massaged, all the organs inside the body are getting massaged. So as I mentioned today in the class before you came, that when you do the asanas, pay attention to the which part of the body is getting the strength from this, or which muscles are being strengthened by this particular asanas. So this particular posture is strengthening that particular area of the body where that chakra is located. So all these are, so that's why I call the asanas are not just the physical exercises. They are energizing the chakras and massaging the chakras. And then they are massaging our other inner physiological systems and healing it. That's why the third chakra, see, it is a responsible for the digestive system, because it is right here.
The solar
and
plexus.
Where the liver is, the kidneys are a little bit below. And all these toxins and all these things are coming from the liver area. So if our third chakra is imbalanced, we create a lot of
digestive problems.
Because a lot of toxins are being secreted in the body. But when we massage it, then a lot of endorphins, which is a healing reagent, agent, which is being manufactured in our body, which is also not healing, but it is also dissolving the toxins. So that's where the healing comes.
Right. And it's so, what's so cool about this is that people can heal themselves with this information. They can learn this, these simple little steps and learn the chakra system. And there are so many, they can get your book. Your book is a great guide for people. The ultimate happiness and health of the chakra is a blissful journey through seven wonders of the soul. It's a perfect simple guide. It spells out everything for people, and they can just follow something as simple like this and do a practice every day. Or like I said, one of the ways that I like to share it with people is anytime you feel out of balance, anything is wrong, anything's going wrong physically, mentally, emotionally, you can stop and sit down, do a scan of your body, do a scan of the energy centers of the chakras, and figure out where you're out of balance, and then focus your attention there and use these different tools to balance yourself. So let's talk, excuse me, a little bit more about the ways to balance. We talked about Surya Namaskar as one to balance the entire system. So maybe it's a nice practice for people to get into doing that every day. Surya Namaskar being a 12-step asana practice. And we can maybe find a link of that to put in the show notes for people. But essential oils, is that something that you use?
Yes.
To also balance them?
The aromatherapy, people also use the aromatherapy, because when we breathe, then based on the different wavelength, different frequency of the people, that's why they recommend the different type of aromatherapy for the different people.
Because so there might be three or four oils for each chakra, but a different one depending on the person?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And then we also have like stones, minerals, crystals, right?
Yeah, yes.
Can be used. And when we talk about using those, is that something that you lay down and you put it directly on the chakra? Is that something you hold in your hand while you meditate? All of it, or one
Actually,
specific way,
you,
or
you
what
it,
do you recommend?
As you see my mala here, this goes all the way from my neck to the almost like a first chakra.
Right.
So basically, you send the energy. You're sending that they're touching. They should be touching our skin.
Oh, okay.
They should be touching our skin. That's what, and then they also have a special crystal. So you lie down and you put like a ruby or garnet on the first chakra, and then the topaz on the second chakra.
Topaz for the second.
And then you topaz, it can go for the third chakra also. But there is this yellow you can put it on the third chakra, and then the green one is green topaz. You can put it here, emeralds.
On
you can
heart.
Put it here, and then here is the what do you call that? The blue one, turquoise. You use the turquoise here, and here you put the again. There are
lapis
for
the third
and all
eye.
That. Yeah, and you can actually for the heart you can use the rubies also.
Oh,
rubies you can use for the heart, and White people use a diamond also.
For the, the crown,
and the people use that. But you know, also for the heart, you know, there is a there is a science behind it, that why people put the ring, wedding ring, on this particular finger.
On the third finger of the left hand.
Yeah, because there is a one nerve goes right there, and it goes right directly connected to your heart.
I never heard that. Yeah. I love that. That's why the wedding ring goes on the wedding finger, because there's the nerve connects directly to the heart.
And
love.
Also, if you notice, people recommend to putting the different garnets, or I mean the different color of the stones on the different fingers. For example, topaz always goes here.
Topaz on the right pointer finger.
Right, on the right hand, because it goes directly to your
solar plexus.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Topaz, so being yellow, so it matches.
So that's why they have all the different fingers. You know, they just put the different colors on.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, someone was telling me that someone prescribed certain rings for certain fingers, and I was looking for information on that. Thank you for sharing that. That's good to know. I love that one about the wedding ring.
And one of the other treatment for the grounding chakra, because sometimes we make it very complicated. We feel like, oh my God, seven chakras, seven treatments and so many things.
Right, this can be overwhelming.
This is too overwhelming for me. So the simplest way is just sit down silently. Mm-hmm. Let your everything, give it to Mother Earth. Just like when you are showering, that you turn on the shower, water flows from your head to the ground. Mm-hmm. Just imagine that just all the energy you are giving it to the earth.
This is specifically for root chakra?
No, just for all of them. You just, all the chakras will follow. Because when the root chakra is imbalanced, you know, other chakras are imbalanced too. It's just not like
the foundation is out of balance, it's like an earthquake.
Then the whole house shakes, right?
Right, exactly.
Whole house falls apart.
Right.
So just ground yourself. Just sit down. If nothing else, just take a 5 minute. Just sit down calmly, maybe under the sunlight, maybe under the, wherever, depending on the season and depending on your mood. If you have a grass around it, just take your shoes off, just sit on the grass. Mm-hmm. Whatever you can do, just sit quietly. No phones. No Facebook, nothing,
no gadgets
around you.
Yeah, right.
Just sit, make a point that for this particular time. Because in the book, I have two tables, and one is called Daily Planner. Mm-hmm. In the Daily Planner, and I divided into 7 days. Mm-hmm. Like day one for root chakra, day two for the, so don't get too complicated, just assign one day for the root chakra. Today I'm just going to set, just one chakra for day. Mm-hmm. When you get used to it, don't overwhelm. If you don't want to even do one chakra, just sit down calmly, but live in awareness, because first chakra brings you the awareness. By grounding, all of a sudden, like when I'm calm, taking showers, all of a sudden, if I forget something, all of a sudden I get the vision. I find it. You know, many times we get the solutions of the problems when we are totally calm.
Right. And let the answers come.
Answers come. So this is a self-awareness. Mm. Because this chakra gives you the self-awareness. So just calm down. Mm-hmm. Let the system work for you. Don't run, don't rush too much.
Mm-hmm. Ground down, connect with the earth. Yeah.
And the mantra for is I am. Mm-hmm. So I am beautiful.
I am safe.
I am safe.
Mm-hmm. I am connected, right?
I am connected. Mm-hmm. I am fearless.
I like I am fearless. That's a great one.
Yeah, I am.
Simple affirmations.
This is the first chakra. It says fearlessness. Mm-hmm. So it is for the fearless. And I am aware. I'm aware of my body. I'm aware of my head. I'm aware of my eyes, my nose. So while I'm wearing, I'm kind of screening. Is there any element I need to take care of it?
Mm.
I'm sitting, I'm aware of my ground. I'm aware of my relationship. I am aware of my surroundings, my job, my car, maybe need tune up. So all of a sudden, when you say I'm aware of my car, if your car needs any brake alignment or tune, all of a sudden that you will start realizing. Otherwise, sometimes we forget the things.
Mm.
So it's your awareness. So it brings you the awareness. It makes you totality of the awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a function of the first chakra. And if you are aware of everything, awareness, living in awareness automatically brings you to the calmness.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not worried, oh my God, this will happen, oh, what's happening?
What am I not remembering?
Yeah. No.
It just grounds you.
You're living in awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, the second, so every day, like for example, so I have a 60-minute program.
Mm-hmm.
So I take 20 minutes for asanas or 30 minutes, whatever it's up to me. And then I take 20 minutes for pranayama,
mm-hmm.
breathing exercises like inhalation, exhalation. And I have given the exercise today, how to fill your body with inhalation, hold it so like feel like a balloon is filled with the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then when balloon is filled, you do that exercise, just inhale, close your one nostril. Inhale, close your other nostril, just keep holding, keep fill your body as much as you can and just hold it and then very slowly release it. When you do that, outside world will not penetrate into you,
mm-hmm.
because your inner being,
mm-hmm.
is so filled.
It's expanding. It won't,
like a balloon, when the balloon is filled, you cannot fill any more air into it.
Right.
So this is like you're totally blocking the external world and you are totally by yourself.
And present.
In the present.
Yeah.
This technique's help for the
Third eye.
Third eye. Mm-hmm. Because you totally block, you totally fill your third chakra with it. You breathe on third chakra, you close it.
Third eye.
Mm-hmm. And you just keep filling and then nothing is there, and then all of a sudden you see the golden light. These are the different exercises. I'm jumping from one thing to another thing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just giving you the examples of
right.
it.
There's so and many then, practices.
Yeah. Meditation for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the day, contemplate on one thing. So day one, root chakra, so contemplate on self-awareness. When you're walking, live in awareness.
Mm-hmm.
How am I breathing? And if you focus on your breath, all the other awareness will come. So just focus on your breath when mm-hmm. you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't walk with your muscles and your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk with your breath.
Mm-hmm.
This will be such a beautiful walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So now the second day is the where is the second is a different mantra for the second day.
And what is the name of this chakra? The second?
Sacral chakra or spleen chakra.
In Sanskrit, what's the name?
That's a Swadhisthana.
Swadhisthana
chakra. So, and the mantra is I feel.
And this is the orange one. So this is the second one up
second
from the
one,
root.
Yeah. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically a self-control. So we have our things go a little bit off the line. So we have to live in the alignment, like a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the steering wheel so it doesn't get off the driving lane.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you have to kind of hold
stay in your lane. Yeah.
Stay in your lane. So this is, I call it self-control or calmness.
Mm.
And the creativity. And
yeah,
the
creativity is one that I really relate to a lot
yeah,
with this
creative,
one.
That's what it is, a creativity. That's what I call a creativity, it's, abundance,
yes,
relationship.
Right, it's that creative life force, right, energy. It's the divine creativity because it's also the sexual organs,
yeah,
right?
Because
so this
the uterus
is creative energy.
The uterus is right there.
Right, this is the creative
energy,
energy that,
right.
And that's, it's like procreation,
right?
Right? That's
exactly.
Why it comes from the second chakra.
Right.
So yeah, it's creativity in all forms. So, and
mm-hmm.
that color is orange,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the third day is courage. or righteousness, as mm-hmm. I mentioned, it is the solar plexus or Manipura.
Manipura.
Manipura
and
chakra.
It's yellow. And it's doesn't this one also have 72,000 channels that come out?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That's such a huge number. When I tell people, they're like, what? How's that?
Right.
72,000 channels that come out. It's like it's literally like having a sun in the center of your body, right?
Right. That's why it is so powerful there. And it has a fire is the element, mm-hmm. that light fire. And that's why they call it the fire in the belly.
Yeah.
This is where courage.
Mm-hmm. So it's
self-esteem.
Right.
That's
it's right below the rib cage and right above the navel. It's
navel.
Just right there in the
right
center.
Here, right here. You will feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is misaligned, you will feel the stomach ache. Mm-hmm. You will feel the energy is drawing. I mean, you literally feel the energy is flowing down the legs.
Mm.
And you feel so tired and exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a very simple technique, which I never shared with on the show, but I'm going to. You lie down and take a bowl or some container,
mm-hmm.
where it has some rims around it.
Okay.
Fill them with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you lie down, put it on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Lie down. So with that vacuum, it will pull all the misalignment. It will totally pull it and put it. Place it in the right place.
All the blockage, it will like suck it out. The water will take it out like a vacuum.
Yeah.
It will suck it.
Oh, right.
That's a great tool.
I learned it when I was growing up. When I was little, I didn't know anything about chakras business or anything. And there was a treatment, one elderly person, ancestor kind of person. Anytime there was a problem, they will call that person. It was like a ritual.
Mm.
First thing in the morning on his empty stomach, mm-hmm. they will call her Dadi, grandma. So call that grandma to heal this problem.
Uh-huh.
And now I relate it back. And when I do it, it is a third chakra.
Oh, you didn't realize. I see what you're saying.
But yeah, later on I figured out that was a third chakra.
But now you understand.
Yeah, but at that time nobody talked about chakras or anything. It's just that the old grandma fixes that problem.
Oh, I love that. So we're talking about solutions to balance the
and
third
then the fourth chakra
of
course, is the self-love, self-compassion. It's the heart chakra.
And the Sanskrit name, let's give the Sanskrit names for all of them so people can learn.
Okay, Sanskrit name is Ajna.
Anahata.
Anahata chakra.
And the color of this one is like an emerald green, right?
Emerald green, mm-hmm. right.
And then right the center of the heart. And the qualities of this one are love, compassion, joy, forgiveness.
Forgiveness is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So practicing this chakra, practice forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Forgive yourself and forgive others.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you can take a green stone. What about green malachite?
You can take the green malachite.
That's a good one, isn't it?
You can do that.
Yeah.
And in my book, actually, it talks about that what kind of is crystal, emerald, rose, quartz. It just talks about.
Oh, rose
about,
quartz, right, is another one for the heart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it gives you that. It also gives you, actually, there is another table on the back of the book here. And there is a summary. And it talks about the Sanskrit name for the chakra, the where it is location, the mm-hmm. colors, the elements, the functions, endocrine system, what it relates to,
mm-hmm.
and also if it is disorder, what are the problems could be.
Right. And so when you have certain symptoms, you can check the table mm-hmm. and see, this is my solar plexus that's out of alignment, mm-hmm. or my
and
heart
this
chakra,
is, yeah,
or
and this is my this. Yeah. So and then if it is well, then you can also.
Right, there's also a list of things in the book about to tell you the qualities of the chakra to know when it's healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to the fifth chakra, which is called Vishuddhi chakra.
Vishuddhi in the throat.
Throat chakra.
Yeah. And the color?
And the color of that is blue.
Mm-hmm.
It has 16 petals.
Yeah, they all have different numbers of petals, which is so interesting.
So,
too.
So my healing process, meditation is meditate on those with that many number of breaths. With the Om mantra,
right? We did this in your class. This is a really cool exercise. So
actually, my CD.
Oh, you have a CD that leads people through this. This is great.
It takes people.
But
through
just to give the people a nugget of this process, you do a chakra balancing meditation by starting with the root and doing however many petals that chakra has. You do Oms with that many petals for that many petals in that number, and all the way up to the crown. And the crown has 1,000. So
but
we're
three,
doing 1,000
only three.
Oms.
No, we are doing only three.
Okay. Three ohms for the crown.
Because over there, we are already up to the supreme, so we don't need to do any mantra. There
it's
is
already
no mantra.
Infinite.
It's already
yeah.
infinite.
Yeah. Okay. So that's another. I love that tool. Okay. So then moving up then from
and
the throat.
Then we go to the sixth chakra, which is the Ajna chakra, which Ajna. Is the Bindu, the third eye chakra, and that has the indigo color and mm-hmm. two petals, mm-hmm. and basically you meditate on it, mm-hmm. and then the final chakra, the crown chakra. Mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time that you don't have to do all the chakras at one time. Sometimes I put it in 7 days. Mm-hmm. If it takes you 7 months, mm-hmm. it takes you 7 weeks, whatever it takes you.
Yeah.
But don't rush into it. Mm. Don't rush into it. Don't start jumping from going from one chakra to seventh chakra in one day. Mm. Practice one chakra at a time. Mm. One chakra at a time.
Maybe one a day at the
one
beginning.
One a day.
And then once you know the system yeah. better, then you can start going into maybe doing them all together. Okay. Yeah, so this is great. We've gone now through the seven chakras and people now can have a basic understanding. And it's great that you have these resources. I know that you also host a weekly podcast and you're all over Facebook and I think you're pretty tech savvy. You're out there in the world. It's going to be easy for people to reach you. What's the best place?
People can reach us through Path to Anandam, and I have abbreviation for it. So www, P as a Peter, mm-hmm. T Tom, mm-hmm. A Apple, mm-hmm. US.
PTA.us.
Correct.
PTA.us.
And you can also find us on under my name, Satya Kalra. Mm-hmm. You can find us under YouTube, mm-hmm. Twitter, on LinkedIn, and also we have 7 pages on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, are those all linked on your website?
They're all linked. Some of them are linked, most of them we are trying to link it because we just opened them.
Mm, okay.
And but one of them is we just opened Prosperity and Abundance Forever now.
On Facebook?
So we have a lot of live programs mm-hmm. on that. Mm. Then we also have another book because I teach Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, that's right. So you also teach the Bhagavad Gita.
So the Global Gita group, mm-hmm. Gita Made Simple.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And it
people
is my question and God's answers. Mm-hmm. That's another page I have. I have one page which is called Yoga Beyond Asana.
Yeah, I would love to drop into that just for a minute. I know we've gone a bit long, but that's great. It's a lot of useful information for people. But this book, Yoga Beyond Asana, if you could just tell us what that one's about.
This book, I mean, the whole thing and the why the message came to me, because prior to 2012, even now it is less, but it still it's have the people who are coming here to do the yoga for the yoga festival, mm-hmm. in their mind, the more they bend, the more they could touch their toes, mm-hmm. the better yoginis and yogis were. They were. Mm-hmm. They had no concept. 8 limbs of yoga, and 8 limbs means yama and niyama, which means you have to learn how to behave with yourself. Means you forgive, you be content, you know, all those virtues.
Right.
And then how to behave with others, mm-hmm. how to treat others.
Maybe we'll need to do another episode where we go through those in
detail. So what I'm saying, yeah. so for that, basically, so the yoga is not just the asanas, that's why I name it Yoga Beyond Asana, the complete guide mm-hmm. for blissful life. And then I put it at the end, what the true meaning of yoga is.
Let's hear
it. True meaning of yoga is calmness and serenity of mind. Equanimity of mind is yoga. Mm. Freedom from anger, fear, selfish desires and ego. Freedom from jealousy, hatred and greed is yoga. Freedom from vices and the miseries. Freedom from birth and death is yoga. Connection of body, mind, and supreme power is yoga. Selfless service is yoga. Mm. Self-knowledge, knowing my true self. I am Satchit Ananda. I am love. I am peace. I am Ananda is yoga. Experiencing divinity within, eternal love, peace and bliss is yoga. Reach my unlimited potential is yoga. Yoga is not a religion, it is a way of life. Yoga is for you, for me, and for all. Yoga is much more than asana. Yoga is beyond asana. Yoga is the ultimate solution for blissful life.
Perfect. That's really well put. So that's part of what was downloaded to you that day. Huh?
So this is also, I have 15 bestsellers.
15?
15 bestsellers.
Oh my gosh.
And this is one of them. So all of my books and my CDs, they're all 15, and they're on Kindle books and Amazon. All the books are available on Kindle books. I give workshops. I give seminars. I'm also a keynote speaker as well as a speaker and presenter. Mm-hmm. And I am also giving, I do the counseling because I come from a corporate world.
Right.
So I give my counseling, I offer my counseling services to individuals, to CEOs, to the management, to the corporate world and the other places.
Oh, that's and great. Get the consciousness into the corporations.
All the proceeds come from these books or donations from, or all the, from the workshops or my, whatever they come. We support the philanthropic causes, which are mainly the women and children education and supporting those families and women, etc. So I also give I'm part of Divine Shakti Foundation here, but I independently, I help ladies to motivate them to come to the level where I am, because when I went to USA about 48 years ago, I say, if I could do it, anybody could do it.
Right. Yeah, and Divine Shakti Foundation, being an NGO that focuses on empowerment of women and girls, right? Mm-hmm. And you can listen to my interview with Sadhviji for more details about that. And we'll put links to all of this in the show notes. You have so many resources. You've shared so much information. I'm glad to know that your books are available on Amazon. I really think that these are some great resources for people as simple guides. I mean, really well done, really well thought out, very simple. It's not overwhelming. People can sit down, and I love how you have the worksheets in there and everything, and you've broken it down into a 7-day practice. And I really just want to encourage people to learn about the chakras, to empower themselves with this information, because it's just so life-altering once you get it, right? And it's such an incredible tool for a blissful life, as you say. Satya, thank you so much for your time here today. Really
thank
appreciate
you. Thank you very much for inviting me to your wonderful podcast, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and connecting with you more and more and more, and to with your audience, because now they are not just your audience, they are my audience. So may God bless all of us. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om peace for my body, peace for my mind, and peace for the universe. May God bless all of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thanks so much for answering the call to be here today. I'm so glad you're part of our tribe of activated rainbow warriors. If you found the show in any way empowering or inspiring, I would be so grateful if you would share the show on social media or with friends and family that you think would benefit from these conversations. And also, rate and review the show in iTunes. This is really the very best way to help support the show and help us get noticed by others who are looking for the sort of content that we're sharing. Now, notice there are no outside ads playing here. That's because the show is supported by you, the listener. You can become a patron of the show with a small monthly donation by checking out the perks on our Patreon page at patreon.com/visionarylifestyle. And signing up there. There's also a one-time donation button on the podcast page of the website, if that suits you better. And just so you know, your donations help to cover the necessary out-of-pocket monthly expenses to produce the show, and will also help us grow so we can inspire and educate even more people. And hey, tribe, I'd love to hear from you. Visit me at visionary-lifestyle.com and please tell me your comments and questions. I really look forward to connecting with you. I love you. Namaste.